Welcome back to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 82. And today we're going to be talking about the five questions to ask yourself to get what you really want. And thanks for checking out the last couple episodes. I know last week's episode, I really wanted to dig in to how to avoid procrastination. And I love that you guys are doing the 5 second rule and you've really started to implement it. My favorite was in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe. Shout out to my friend Pete, who responded by saying he used the 5 second rule to respond to my post, which is a great way to use the 5 second rule. And then it was great because then I turned around and I sent him a Marco Polo, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with Marco Polo, but that app is pretty awesome. And I've heard about it for a long time, but I never downloaded it until just a couple weeks ago on my birthday. It was about a month ago. And so it was fun. So I shot a video, sent it back to him, and he had just moved to South Africa. So this was great. They showed me their house and their backyard, and it was raining here. It was raining there. So it was pretty cool. So if you're listening right now, Pete, shout out to you. Thanks for responding. But to those of you who haven't listened to that episode, go back, check it out. The 5 second rule is amazing. It's so cool. Basically, all it is it's habit stacking. It's taking something that you right now have a habit of doing, and most likely it's a habit of talking yourself out of doing things that you should be doing, and then habit stacking onto it the 5 second rule, which is just count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and respond and go do something. So I hope that you guys will listen into that. But if not, hey, this is really easy. There's lots of YouTube videos out there talking about the 5 second rule. So you can check it out or just listen to what I just said. You know, you got all these thoughts are going through your head. Let's counter them with some action. So I used it and I continue to now like not even have to count backwards because now I'm just like upset with myself because I'm like, I should just be doing this because it's the right thing to do. Stop having to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 it and just go get it done. So it's been fun. It's been a great little journey. So continue, post in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe if you guys have used it. And if it's working, I'd love to hear from you guys. So, and of course you can always write a review of this podcast. Ah, that would be amazing. So if you guys have been enjoying the podcast, if you enjoy the Mary Valone Show, be sure to write a review on iTunes or whatever program, you know, app, the podcast that you're listening to this on, and just write a review because when you write a review, more people hear about the podcast and more people will hear these awesome ideas that we share together. So anyways, well, we are jumping in today and talking about the 5 questions to ask yourself to get what you really want. And I have been asking this question all year. So it's August and I know it's August. It's month 8. I should have my big question answered by this time of the year. The time is ticking. But I have a hard time, you know, trying to really give language and give words to what I really want. And so I've been working hard on just journaling, writing it down, trying to just give language to the things that I want in life and what I want as I'm working with the charities that I work with. So I want you today to think about one thing that you want. It doesn't matter if it's a fundraising thing, if it's for your nonprofit, or if it's just something personal, something in your life that you really want. And you've wanted it for a long time, but you just seem to maybe sabotage yourself. Or maybe, you know, there's lots of reasons why it hasn't happened. But think about that one thing. And obviously, I want you to be thinking about something that you really, really want, okay? So envision what that is right now. And I'm going to ask you these 5 questions. And I want you to literally go through this with me on today's podcast and answer the questions. And let's really get down to the root of why we're not getting what we really want. And I'm going to use a fundraising goal because this is a show all about helping you guys raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission. So I'm going to use a fundraising goal, but you're welcome to jump around and use whatever it is that is most pressing in your world right now. Okay. So the question that I'm going to, you know, the scenario that I'm going to use is the one that I actually used when I was raising funds for the American Cancer Society. So this was 2007. I had just started this position as their Distinguished Events Director, and I had a goal of raising, well, they had asked me to raise about $250,000 a year. That was really the minimum that they wanted me to raise personally. But I didn't want to just set a goal that they gave to me. I wanted to set a goal that I felt like was really a challenge. And let me go back to that for a second. $250,000 was what the average fundraiser was raising for that cause. But I actually was only given a goal of having to raise $50,000 for the event that I was putting on. $50,000, okay? So I set a goal of raising $1 million. And the reason why I came up with this $1 million was because I saw my counterparts across the country, the ones that were doing it really well were raising $1 million or more. So I was looking at Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Tyler, Texas. There were lots of different locations across the country that were raising over $1 million with this one fundraiser. Okay. I had the same mentors. I had the same organization. I had the same, you know, basic foundation to succeed in that way. So that's why in my mind, set a goal of $1 million. I worked with my volunteers, my lead volunteer and I both agreed that $1 million was what we wanted to set this thing up for. Okay. So think about right now, what is the one thing that you want to do? It could be, like I said, a fundraising goal or a personal goal, but like it might be your personal budget. It might be a budget for that project that you guys are working on as an organization, whatever it is, come up with that right now. Okay. And the first question I want you to ask yourself is, why do I want it? Why? And so for me, why did I want $1 million? Why do I want $1 million for my charity? And I started to ask this question, and because we need to know why we're doing it, otherwise we won't get it done. This is the whole thing. I talked about it in my book, Fundraising Freedom, that first chapter about focusing your vision. I ask you the question, why? Because if we don't know why we're doing it, we won't continue on. We don't have enough motivation to keep us going. So why do we want to do it? And for me, I wanted to raise $1 million because I had been raising a lot of money for years and years. But here's the thing is that I wanted to do something that really made a difference. Like I wanted to raise a significant amount of money that was like not just a splash in the pan, you know, like something that was just going to live on for a long, long time. And if I could create a fundraiser that raised $1 million, like that would just be so incredible. But my why was even deeper than that. It obviously was an incredible cause. I was fighting to end cancer. I knew what $1 million could do for cancer research. And just thinking through all these whys, but I really, in the end, my real why came down to me personally. And that was the challenge that I wanted to give to myself as a fundraiser. I just felt like I had it in me to do a fundraiser of that size. And I was finally working for an organization that could allow me this platform, that could give me the ability to do something this significant and this large. So $1 million was just something that I personally, I felt like it was just a huge personal goal for me, okay? So that's the first question. Ask yourself, why do I want it? Why do I want this thing? And okay, so that's question number one. Question number two is, what do I get if I do it? So what do I get if I raise $1 million? Okay, no, I'm not going to, most likely I wasn't going to get a raise, but there was a possibility of that. Was I going to get a lot of accolades? Was I going to be able to impact the fight against cancer? So there was, I mean, obviously a ton of reasons of like, what would I get? You know, and the biggest thing for me, everything that I do is pretty motivated by personal success. You know, like I like setting really tough goals and I like going after them. So for me, it was like, it just seemed like $1 million was just such a huge number. And what would I get is that I would really get to like, you know, say that I raised $1 million. And as a fundraiser, that was really huge. So, and I wanted to fight this incredible, you know, I wanted to fight this disease. And I knew, like I said, I knew what it would do. Okay. So, but we need a reward. In order for us to succeed at something, like we really have to make sure that there's a reward in the end. So what would happen if you achieve this goal? What would happen if you get what you want? And it has to be super rewarding. And for me, raising $1 million super rewarding. Like, who does that? Who gets to say that they raised $1 million, right? So that was huge. I just, that the ability to say that I did it was really, really big for me. Okay. Three, the third question, what do I lose if I don't do it? So what do I lose if I don't raise $1 million? Let me rephrase the question. What do I lose if I raise $1 million? So what do I lose if I'm going to raise $1 million? So like more the question here is digging into what do I have to do to actually raise this $1 million? Like, what was I going to lose in my life? Because you have to let go of something in order for something else to come in. And so I knew I was going to lose my time. I was going to have to sacrifice my time in order to make this thing happen. So I was going to lose maybe some smaller relationships with people because I didn't have time to hang out with them. Maybe I was going to lose some quality time with my husband that normally I would have spent with him, but instead I was focused on raising $1 million. You know, what was I going to lose? And we all, with anything that we gain, we're always going to lose something. So think about, what do you lose? And then, you know, on the reverse on this question, you also can ask yourself, what do I lose if I don't get it? You know, so, and I think that that is a good question to ask, because if I didn't raise $1 million, you know, what was I going to lose out on? And so this question actually comes up in my question number four. So question number four is, what if I fail? So what if I fail? What if I didn't raise $1 million? And if you guys have been listening for very long, you know that technically I failed because I only raised $500,000 that first year. But you know what? The second year I raised $600,000, and the third year we raised over $700,000. So within 2 years, I had that $1 million raised. So was it a failure? In my mind, it wasn't. But in the moment, in that year one, my goal was to raise $1 million and I didn't do it. But I had to ask myself, what if I fail? You know, like, what happens if it doesn't go the way that I want it to go? Well, then we raise less, you know? So I had to have that in my mind, you know, what would happen if I don't raise the money? And the thing is that we still were going to make a difference. We still were going to change lives. We still were going to put on the greatest party in our community. We were still going to bring incredible volunteers together, you know? So what if I failed? I mean, what is the worst case scenario that could happen? So think through with your, you know, what do you want? What happens if you fail? You know, like, what if you don't get it? And to be honest, you probably have been failing for a long time because you haven't gotten it yet. So if you really put it into perspective, you haven't gotten it. So technically right now you're failing, and you know, and who cares? And that's the thing that I love about just thinking through scenarios and going after these big, huge, audacious goals that we have in life, is because who cares? I mean, like, the only person who knows that it was a failure is really us, because we're the ones that set these big expectations on ourselves, you know? So I actually, and I've said this before, is that I like to fail. I know that's crazy, but it was really actually pretty rewarding to fail on this $1 million goal, because like I said at the top of our conversation here, is I said they gave me a $50,000 goal and I raised $500,000. So did I really fail? No, but I wanted to raise $1 million and I was really focused on it, you know? And so once you ask the question, what if I fail? You know, what are the results if I don't get what I want in the time frame that I want it in? What happens? Is it the end of the world? Do you just extend the time frame? Like, what actually does happen if you fail? Okay. And then the fifth question is, what if I succeed? Okay, right? Like, that's why we even set goals in the first place, is because we envision, like, what would happen if we actually succeeded? But here's the crazy thing about our mind, is that our mind can play tricks on us. You know, like, it's easy to go like, well, what if I succeed? And then like, think about all the good things that'll come out of succeeding. And then also think about like the challenging things or the hard things that'll come from succeeding, you know? So when I think about that $1 million and what does it look like if I succeed? Well, the easy thing that could happen is that I'm like, oh my gosh, immediately go back to, why do I want it? Well, it's because I'm going to change lives, you know? So that, and obviously huge accolades, and it was great for me to say all those great things about what I was able to accomplish. But, you know, when you also think about succeeding, you also think about, oh my gosh, we just set the bar. So if we raise $1 million in year one, that means I got to raise $2 million in year two and $3 million in year three. And like, is that even sustainable? Is that even practical to think that that's even possible to do? And now all of a sudden, maybe I don't want to succeed. Maybe I don't want to raise as much money as I thought I wanted to raise, because now I have to think about sustaining it for years and years to come. And that's a huge weight. And now all of a sudden the people in our community are going to expect that this thing's going to raise more money. And what if it doesn't? You know, so success doesn't always give us just positive feelings. It also can give us that negative, like, what if? And we have to make sure that whatever we want, that it is very clearly described. Like, I mean, when I was thinking about $1 million, I was just thinking about all the cancer patients. And I was thinking about, what does this event look like? You know, what kinds of, you know, details go into $1 million fundraiser? And I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad from the very beginning. I really believe that this was a big part of our success, was because we had this $1 million vision in our minds. And so we knew what kind of event to create. We knew what the prices were going to be. We knew all the details of this. And I don't want you to get caught into events if you are thinking about a fundraising goal, because this $1 million could have been raised in a variety of different ways. But I was just personally tasked with putting on a gala, or a gala. But that is totally, you know, doesn't have to happen through an event, doesn't have to happen in a certain way. But the thing was, is that I had this $1 million goal in my mind, you know? And so it's weird, because when you start asking these questions, you know, like, why do I want it? What do I get if I succeed? What do I get if I actually get this outcome that I want? You know, what do I lose in the process? What do I lose if I get this goal? What if I fail? You know, what happens if I don't reach it? What happens if I fail? And then what happens if I succeed? What if I succeed and I actually get what I want? You know, so here's the thing about everything that you want in life, is that you choose to either want it or you choose to not want it. And I chose to want to raise $1 million. That was my choice. Nobody told me I had to. Nobody told me how to do it necessarily. I made a choice that I wanted to raise $1 million. And it's interesting, because as I reflect on this story, I ended up actually being able to implement my plan. And it turned out that I actually did raise $1 million in a first year event. It wasn't this event that I'm talking about, but it was an event that I helped put together a few years later. It's just crazy how things come together, you know? I ended up not actually being a part of planning the event. I ended up resigning from the organization to start my business as a consultant. But in the end, I created a $1 million plan that turned into over $1 million for that organization in a single first year event. So it gave me such great pride to look at that event and watch what happened with it. But it all came because I chose to put on a $1 million event. I chose to create a $1 million plan. And this is for you in any area of your life. I think through this in my physical fitness and my health and, you know, my relationship with my husband, my relationship with my dogs. I mean, it's like, I choose to live my life the way that I want to live it. And every single thing that I want in life is intentional. And I did an exercise just actually this morning, and I wanted to share this with you guys because I think it's really powerful, is that if you have a list of things that you want, sometimes it's just the hardest part is identifying what you want. And if you want to raise X dollars, then you have to choose to raise that money, and you have to verbally say, I choose to raise $5,000 a month. I choose to raise $500,000 a year. And then what happens if you make that choice? You know, one of the things that I wrote down is I choose, and I wrote down a number on a sheet of paper of how much I actually want to weigh. And I wrote down that number, and I don't really care, to be honest. I mean, I'm not like super huge on numbers on a scale, but I thought to myself, you know, I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to do this experiment and I'm going to write it down. So I wrote the number down, and then I started to think to myself, okay, I've weighed this before. It's not like I've never weighed that number ever in my life. It's an attainable goal. It's not something that's over the top or crazy, but I started to think to myself, what does the version of Mary Valone look like when she weighs that amount? What kinds of things do I do in my day that equate to that number on the scale? Well, I'm much more active. I eat healthier. I make better choices. I, you know, obviously don't sit around all day long and eat hot tamales and drink Coca-Cola. but the version of me right now does that. And that's the thing. If I want to be that version who weighs that amount, then I have to choose the lifestyle that comes with that number on the scale. And, you know, that's the same thing with our fundraising, is that if we want to raise $5,000 a month in revenue, then we have to be an organization, we have to be a family, we have to be an individual who raises that amount of money. And what does that look like? What kinds of decisions does that person make? Does that version of yourself make? So that's where we start to look at all these questions. You know, why do I want it? What do I get if I get it? What do I lose if I don't? What if I fail? What if I succeed? And don't allow failure and, like, I guess not even failure, fear. That's really more of the bigger emotion that comes and creeps into this, is the fear of not doing it well or not succeeding. And the deal is that who cares? You know, let's shove all those preconceived notions out the door and let's just imagine what this person looks like. Let's imagine what our organization looks like when we raise X amount of dollars. What do the employees, what do your counterparts do in their schedule day to day? Do they sit around talking all day long? Do they sit around just wasting time and procrastinating and putting off all the things on their to-do list? Or do they get it done? Do they knock it out? Does the version of you who's getting what you want actually doing it? Are you creating behavior that actually creates this outcome? So you start to look at your life, pick out any area of your current life, the way that you're living, and look at any area of it and just pull back the layers to see that you chose that. I know it stinks. I know it's hard to look at maybe some areas that are not so successful, but find out what, you know, some of those areas are. Think about them right now. And then identify the fact that you chose it. I mean, it's reality, right? Everything that we have in our lives, it's because we chose it, you know? And I know bad things happen. Sometimes things happen. There's deaths in the family. There's the economy. There's all sorts of things. Your competitor took your donation from, you know, somebody that was giving to you, and now they're giving to them. And you start thinking about all these things that it's like, well, that wasn't my fault. I didn't choose that. And it's like, but honestly, who cares if that one person goes and gives to another organization or another cause? You choose that you're going to find another donor that's going to replace that one. You choose to make a decision every day to show up and to deliver, you know? And I say it frequently, show up, filled up, you know, that it's like you're going to show up and you're going to deliver and you're going to serve no matter what environment you're put into. If you're asked to go speak in front of a crowd, you're going to show up, filled up, and you're going to deliver. You're going to talk about how amazing the work it is that you do. You're going to talk about the incredible things that are happening, and you're going to over deliver. You're going to serve your people really well. But all of that comes back to a choice. You can either choose to show up and not deliver, or you can choose to deliver. And I want you to take these five questions seriously. I want you to really think through what you want and figure out if you're the one that's self-sabotaging the end result. And this podcast has come up. The reason why I'm talking about this in the first place is because I cannot tell you how many clients I have that I talk to who are the reason why they're not succeeding. They're choosing not to succeed because they're making day-to-day decisions that are saying something counter to what they really want. you know, and there's an actual term called outcome resistance. It means that when you'll say something that you want, like, oh, I want to be healthy. Oh, I want to raise $1 million. Oh, I want to exercise daily. You say that because it sounds good. It's what you should want. But then because it's a good thing doesn't mean that we actually believe that it's possible or that we can actually do it. So all of a sudden we start letting our beliefs and our experiences creep in. And now all of a sudden we fear the outcome. And we start to think about, well, that's not possible. Oh, well, I couldn't possibly raise that kind of money. Oh, our community couldn't bear to bring in that kind of cash for our cause. Really? You know, you're going to decide for your community. You're going to decide for your donors that it's just too much to ask them for what you actually need. Well, now, I mean, now we're getting a little crazy, all right? Because it is not our decision to decide on behalf of our donor what we think they can give to our cause or what we think they should do for our organization, okay? Let them decide it. Let's go ahead and be bold and actually think about what our outcome could look like if we actually got it. And then expect it. Expect that these people are going to want to give to what we're talking about, because why would they not? I know that all of you listening right now, every single one of you listening, has a cause that is the best kept secret. And you know it. You know it. Because you talk about it all the time. You talk about how great the cause is. You wouldn't be doing this work if you didn't think it was incredible, if you didn't think that you were changing lives and making a difference in the world. So if you so boldly believe it, why would somebody else not want to fund it? Right? So there are people out there that are waiting for an opportunity like this to give to, and it's your job to present the opportunity and to expect the outcome is going to be positive. You can expect it. It can maybe not turn out the way that you had planned, but here's the deal, is that you have to want it and you have to be willing to walk it out and to see it all the way till the end, till you actually have that $1 million or actually have that $5,000 or $10,000 or $500,000, whatever your number is, whatever the personal goal that you have for your life right now is. You have to expect that it's already been done. And then create the scenario so that it happens. One of my very favorite questions that I asked somebody when I was sitting with them in a coaching session was I asked them to envision the person that they really admire. Who is that person who's in the same industry you're in that you really admire? They're doing something really great and you aspire to be more like them. And start asking yourself, what are they doing that makes them so great? What are they doing that you could easily replicate? You know, we don't have to be somebody else. We don't have to be that mentor or that example. But the thing is that they're giving you something that is attractive. They're showing you confidence. They're showing you, you know, giving you results. They're telling you about their great vision. Whatever that is, I want you to see what they have and how you can have it too. So today, you know, these five questions to ask yourself to get what you really want, I think that they're really good. And I hope that you've taken this, you know, written these questions down, write them down. Why do I want it? What do I get if I achieve it? You know, what do I lose if I don't? What if I fail? What if I succeed? And go through this with a pen and paper and just start jotting it down, because I want you to really, really want it and choose it. Choose to already have it and then create your life around making sure that it's a reality. Okay? So I'm proud of you guys. I know you're doing really great work. I know that you're aspiring to do things at a different level than maybe you've done in the past, because what worked in the past is not working now. You know, my quote to you guys often is what got you here won't get you there. And it worked. It worked for a season, but you're in a new season of life and now you have to do something different. So ask yourself these questions and start already envisioning what success looks like and that you've already achieved it. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe. Be sure to comment. I'll post, of course, about this podcast in the tribe. And I want you to be sure to comment about what you're doing and what is that, you know, that big goal that you guys have, you know? So, because I want you to achieve it. I want you to raise all the money for your cause and I want you guys to have super successful successful lives, because it's what you want, not what I want, what you want. All right. So if you're not a part of the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, find us on Facebook, type in the search bar, Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and click to join, and I'll welcome you in. So thanks, guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.